Doctors up in arms over the government's plan for accountable care organizations. Welcome to Policy in Practice, the weekly podcast from Global Medical News. I'm Todd Zwillick. The public comment period on proposed rules for accountable care organizations, or ACOs, is winding down, and doctors and hospitals are not thrilled. Groups like the AMA and the American College of Physicians have told Medicare officials the proposal is too restrictive and doesn't offer enough financial incentives. They said the proposal will discourage small physician groups from participating. Even the Cleveland Clinic, a health system that experts say is in a good position to be an ACO, has a problem with the plan. And Congress has also voiced some criticism. A group of seven Republican senators told Medicare's Dr. Donald Berwick that he should scrap the proposal and start over. Dr. Berwick said the comments will help shape the final product. Meanwhile, another federal health initiative has been retooled. The Pre-Existing Condition Insurance Plan, part of the Affordable Care Act, so far has not attracted very many enrollees. Just 18,000 have signed up. Contrast that number with the estimated 100,000 Americans the administration said lacked coverage due to pre-existing illnesses. Now, HHS says it's cutting premiums by 40% and waiving a rule that said patients had to be denied commercial insurance before they can join. HHS will also reward private insurance brokers who recruit new enrollees. Not all of the hurdles are gone, though. Patients must still be uninsured for 6 months before they can apply. And the Affordable Care Act continues to face legal challenges. A three-judge panel in Cincinnati just heard a case filed by the Thomas More Law Center on behalf of members who said they should not be forced to buy health insurance. The government argued that the case was moot because at least one of the members now has employer-provided health coverage. One observer says the appellate panel seems to be leaning in favor of the government's position that it can require people to buy health insurance. Here's Families USA Executive Director Ron Pollack.
I think the most promising thing about this argument is that all three judges at different points during the argument understood full well that there is something different about the health market than exists for any other kind of product.
Mr. Pollack would not venture to predict the outcome of the case, however. This week, another court in Atlanta will hear appeals arguments in a ruling that went against the administration. In that case, a Florida district court judge said the Affordable Care Act should be thrown out. We'll report on that hearing and update you on other news next week. And that's the Policy in Practice podcast. I'm Todd Zwillick.